How'd your quarterback look today coming back from this little illness that was blown out pretty good?
He looked good. He looked good. He looked pretty healthy. He looked like he never lost a step. So, no, that's definitely a plus.
You never thought he'd miss a step, did you?
Nah. Eli's a tough guy, man. Even if he still felt a little queasy today, I know he'd be out there giving it a shot.
What's the mood with all the guys in the locker room right now? What would it make sense?
It's great. Everybody's upbeat. Everybody's ready for the opportunity. Everybody understands that this is something special, and everybody's everybody's upbeat and feeling good.
Does a wet field victory give a receiver an advantage because he knows where he's going?
I think so. I think we're able to understand where we're going, and we're able to get our knees over our toes, and so we won't slip and be in and out of our breaks. So I think the advantage plays a little bit on the receiver.
What's the biggest difference you see in the pack of DBs as opposed to 49 DBs?
It's a similar defense, but the DBs are definitely a little bit more aggressive. They like to come down and play the run a lot more. And, they fly around, man. These DBs for San Fran, they fly around, and we're going to have to, do a good job of blocking them, and hopefully we can use some of their aggressiveness against them.
How did a 7-7 season turn into the NFC Championship game? How did this come together?
It's just a group of guys that understood that we had a lot of talent in this locker room, and when the right time hit, we put it all together, and we were able to string along some pretty good victories, and here we are today.
Has it hit you that you guys are one step away from Super Bowl yet?
Not yet. I'm sure it will on Sunday when we get out there and we feel the atmosphere and we feel what it's like, and we understand that it's definitely something special that we can possibly be a part of, and when we get out there, it's gonna be special.